Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
Well, time now to catch up with someone we interviewed in the wake of Hurricane Katrina.
My name is Bob Rue. I'm an old fart. I've been here since 1964. I was brought here as an indentured servant, and I've been here ever since.
Bob Rue never left New Orleans, not even when the storm hit. He stayed to guard his business, Saruk Shop Oriental Rugs on St. Charles Avenue. When I first spoke with him in 2005, he was enjoying a brief moment of fame. Newspapers carried pictures of a sign Rue had scrawled on his boarded-up windows, a warning to would-be looters.
It said, "Don't even try. I'm sleeping inside with a big dog, an ugly woman, two shotguns, and a claw hammer."
I won't ask who the ugly woman is.
We have some discretion here.
Well, today the streetcars and tourists are back on St. Charles Avenue, and Rue tells me his famous plywood sign has found a new home.
Well, now it belongs to the state of Louisiana, and they're going to have the 5th anniversary at the Presbyter, and my sign is going to be in the entry.
So it's kind of like an artifact.
Yeah. You know, I went down there, I had all 5 pieces of plywood I found in the street and painted up with the signs. I had them bought in my truck, and I just was, you know, kind of throwing them on the ground, and these museum people out there have these little white gloves picking them up and fondling them, you know. Right now, one of them's on exhibit in Washington, D.C. at something called the News Museum.
The Newseum.
Newseum, yeah. And the girl called me for weeks trying to get my picture of Tim Russert standing out front, but it's lost in the menage. I've gotten married since then and moved everything, and I don't know where all my pictures are from the storm.
You got married?
Yeah, yeah. There's still women in New Orleans with no taste. She's wonderful. She's half French, half Sicilian. Her family grew up here in New Orleans, and she's an incredible cook, pretty damn funny, and overlooks a lot of flaws.
Well, you seem to be doing well.
There's no business. The banks, you know, they're not loaning any money for mortgages, so nobody's buying houses, so they're not decorating, so they're not buying rugs. I'm having to depend on rug cleaning and repair, which is, thank God for dogs, because they pee everywhere. And we got these little black voodoo candles in the shape of a dog, and when things are slow, we light them up, and all over town, dogs go crazy, start biting the rugs and pissing everywhere. Basically, we're making it on rug cleaning.
And sure enough, in walked a customer with a pet-stained rug. See pictures of Bob Rue's famous signs at our website, loe.org.
In just a minute, the gospel jazz trumpeter who says Hurricane Katrina baptized the city of New Orleans. Stay with us at Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.